For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People on the Big Island of Hawaii posted videos on social media showing the terrifying earthquake as it happened on Friday.
I just felt the most biggest earthquake I felt since living here. Our whole house was literally shaking. I felt like things were going to fall off the wall.
The 6.9 magnitude quake is part of the fallout from the Kilauea volcano's eruption. Residents on the Big Island are now being warned about the exposure to high levels of sulfur dioxide from the volcano's eruption and the lava beneath the surface. Volcano expert Paul Davis says the gas occurs during the melting process.
It's sort of like you've injected ammonia into all your, into your nose, into your breathing area, into your throat.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet-resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
In Miami, a police officer is suspended for roughing up a handcuffed suspect. WFOR-TV's Ted Scouten.
Just as he was cuffed, an officer raced over. It appears he kicked him in the head, then put him into a headlock.
He's on the ground, and the other officer just comes and kicks him like a football player.
The woman who shot the video does not want to be identified. She was stunned by the scene she captured.
In my mind, I was just in shock, really. I was like, are you serious? You really just kicked this man? And he's helpless. He's not resisting arrest or anything like that.
Miami police tell us the officer has been on the force for 2 years. He's suspended right now.
Shortly after the Parkland High School shootings, President Trump spoke of standing up to the NRA. He quickly walked back from those comments, and at the organization's national convention,
we strongly believe in allowing highly trained teachers to carry concealed weapons.
The president also says that bearing arms are God-given rights. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Some lawmakers believe President Trump deserves an award, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Given the strides made already with U.S.-North Korean relations, some Republican lawmakers are serious about the president deserving to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Reports are 18 Republican Congress members have sent a letter to the Nobel Prize Committee recommending Trump for the world's most coveted human rights honor. That letter was penned by Indiana Congressman Luke Messer, who says President Trump has worked tirelessly to apply maximum pressure on North Korea to bring peace to the region and the world. Democrats against the idea. Some say the world is no safer because of Trump, and the Nobel Peace Prize should not be a partisan gaming opportunity. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal judge in Paul Manafort's financial case challenged prosecutors on Friday, questioning if the indictment's aim is to help special counsel Robert Mueller. The hearing in federal court was requested by the defense's motion in a bid to dismiss a 32-count indictment against President Trump's former campaign manager on bank fraud and tax evasion charges. The judge, T.E. Ellis, suggested the prosecution's case was a search for information regarding the 2016 presidential campaign and whether the case could provide information leading to Trump's impeachment. Manafort's trial is scheduled to begin July 10th. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.